Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
That's right. We're riding with the King. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Howard Eskin in studio with us. As always, brought to you by Xfinity Philadelphia's fastest internet and the sponsor of our Xfinity X1 Lounge. Howard, how you doing today?
I have never had a bad or uninteresting day in my life.
Well, there's no uninteresting days around this city with these teams. That is for sure.
Yeah, that's part of it.
Yeah, and Howard, look, well, you know, I always think about what we might talk about as the weekend ends, and you know, the Eagles lost last Thursday, and I figured just normally, all right, we'd be talking about the Eagles tonight and what's going on over there with the coach and the quarterback.
They covered, though, Joe. They covered.
They did cover. I mean, barely, but yeah. They got that cover. Yeah, 6.5, they covered that. We'll touch on the Eagles before our hour ends. But Howard, we got to start with the circus that is the Sixers. The season tips tomorrow night. Two teams start tonight, but the Sixers start tomorrow night. And this Ben Simmons thing is worse now than it was 2 weeks ago. It's worse now than it was in the summer. Ben Simmons, Howard, kicked out of practice today. I'm sitting there waiting for the live stream to start of this press conference that never came because he didn't talk because they told him to go home. Howard, the Sixers look ridiculous. Ben, we know what he is at this point. I mean, we know who Ben Simmons is, what he is. The me guy is about him. And I don't understand what the Sixers' endgame is here as Daryl Morey continues to try to wait for some make-believe mythical trade that's going to come out of nowhere to net them a star. This is a waste of everyone's time, Howard. Ours, the Sixers, Glenn Rivers, Daryl Morey, Ben. It's a waste of time. Get this guy out of here now.
It's a joke on so many different levels. You start with the immature, coddled child at 25 years old. That is Ben Simmons. You know, I got up early. I figured I want to get there early. They told us to be there, the media, be there by 11:45. So I wanted to get there early because I knew there'd be a lot of people. And the way they set it up, for me, I wanted to live stream it on my Twitter, which I did, or I did with the other people, not Simmons. So I get there early. And then I find out before we're allowed in that they kicked him out of practice and he's been suspended. So, and the Sixers, and then it was verified by a Sixers release that he's been suspended. So that's the first level. Ben Simmons has been dismissive. He doesn't want to be here. And now he's causing problems. But the villain now has to start being pointed to Daryl Morey, who I've said this on the air. I think now I've elevated him to fraud, and he's a con man. He conned the Sixers out of $12 million a year, and he's done nothing in his NBA career. He's won some games. He's not achieved an ultimate goal.
Well, he hasn't even been to the finals.
Yeah, and he left Houston in a shambles. So what has he done? Now, he's a good guy, and I think he's a smart guy, but he's got no guts. And I've been told by NBA people, there are general managers that won't talk to him, won't take his call. And there are general managers that don't like to talk to him because, and this comes from NBA people I talk to, he always overvalues his players.
Well, look at this situation.
And that's exactly right. So it's a history that, again, now is proven and accurate because he hasn't traded him yet. And he is now becoming the problem because you have got to get rid of Ben Simmons. What value does he honestly think he's going to get what is he going to get for Ben Simmons? He's not going to get Damian Lillard.
Nope.
That was a joke. And he wanted draft picks, too. He's not going to get Bradley Beal. He's not going to get anybody except maybe just a solid point guard. Maybe, and somebody might give you a mid-first-round pick. That's okay. That's okay because it's addition by subtraction. Honestly, and I know he's not the same, he's not as talented. I take T.J. McConnell. I know that's as far as the ability, but at least he can run the point guard position. He could help your team. He wouldn't create a distraction. You're not going to get a player that's going to take you to the next level. You're going to get a player that will be a teammate, will help you get to the next level. Maybe you get a little bit better. But they're in no man's land right now. So Daryl Morey, you know, Glenn Rivers.
He lost Doc.
He lost Doc. And actually, I address him at news conferences, Glenn. I don't know that he likes that.
I'm sure he doesn't.
But Glenn Rivers is now kind of in the background because whatever way he coaches or doesn't coach, we won't look at that. We'll look at Simmons, mm-hmm. and we'll look at Daryl Morey. I don't know, and the players don't want to talk about it. So now you got to start. There's got to be a finger starting to point in the direction of Daryl Morey. Don't tell me I'm not taking 50 cents on the dollar when Ben Simmons is only worth 25 cents on the dollar.
Yeah, and he's actually going to start losing value now. Forget gaining value. Like, the whole thing, Howard, that he could come back in here, he could play, his value would go up. Why would his value go up? Is anyone in the NBA stupid? Like, no one's going to watch this guy play if he does come in and play and like, oh, yeah, now I'm going to give up more for him. He is what he is. Everyone in the NBA knows what he is. Howard, this is a distraction. I mean, yesterday we were watching the video here in front of us on TV. He's practicing in sweatpants. If you're practicing in sweatpants or whatever the heck he's got on there, you're not really practicing. And then today he won't go in the drill. This is ridiculous. He should have been off this team in the summer. He asked out. The Sixers should have moved on. And, Howard, you and I talked about it last year. When they had the chance to get James Harden, that's when this whole thing started to go the opposite way. They had a chance last year, and I don't know where Morey stopped, where the offer stopped. That was the trade to make. And ever since then, this has just been, you know, like they're wasting time here. That was the trade. They had a chance to get James Harden. They didn't do it. And now, like, this can't continue into the season. What happens now? It's a one-game suspension. So what do we do 2 days from now? The home opener is on Friday night?
Well, Glenn Rivers said, oh, we'll see what happens at practice on Thursday. The way it normally works when they play a game the night before,
they don't practice
the next day. So he just kind of conned his way. So then when he gets to Thursday, we didn't have practice today. And I wouldn't be shocked if he gives the players off and then they have the walkthrough like they've done a lot for the last year.
Before the opener Friday.
Before the game.
Yeah.
And it's a 7:30 game, so the guys don't have to come in late. I said it, what is today, Tuesday?
Today's Tuesday.
I may have said it last week. I don't know if I said it with you or I said it on Saturday. I don't think he was going to play in the home opener, and now it's even worse.
Can you imagine
how he'll be torched if he plays in the home opener?
He couldn't even face you guys today, Howard. He got suspended. He got thrown out of practice. He didn't want to talk today. I don't think he'll ever wear the uniform again in a game. He's going to have a back injury 2 days from now. He's going to be out. His calf's going to hurt. Do you think he's ever going to play for the Sixers again? I don't. I think this is all nonsense. Like, this is all a charade. Ben and his agent, and the Sixers, too, this is all a charade. He's not going to play here anymore. If they don't get it by now, I don't understand what they're waiting for. And, Howard, I'm with you on this. We've talked about Morey a lot the last year. They could have traded him. They could have traded him already. And the Sixers are at fault because they let this spoiled kid go out of control. I mean, this is their fault. They gave him a max deal, Howard. He couldn't shoot then. He can't shoot now. Like, they have been conned. The Sixers were conned by Ben Simmons. Like, they've been fooled for years about this kid. He's not that good of a player, and this is their fault that we're here. I mean, you keep giving a spoiled kid something, he's going to keep expecting he gets whatever he wants.
Hold it. Joe, did you say that Benjamin Simmons is not that good of a player?
He's not.
You know, well, wait a minute. For years, I've heard, and from some of the people on this station, he was a generational player.
Generational.
He was a possible Hall of Famer, and they believed he would get to the Hall of Fame. I've heard that. And when I was on with you, mm-hmm. I guess it was before this in the offseason, whenever it was. It wasn't that long ago, maybe a couple of months, when I said they should have traded him, found a way to get James Harden if they could. And the caller said no. And I said, well, who would you rather have, James Harden or Ben Simmons?
And they answered
and
us
the guy,
Simmons.
Ben Simmons. And that's when I said, I'm done with this guy.
Yeah, yeah, I've never seen you so exasperated. Like, that was the end of the conversation. Like, all right, you win.
Joey's all yours. Yeah, right. Yeah.
It's a joke. And Howard, this is any excitement I have for the season's gone. Like, I don't even care they're playing tomorrow night. Like, I have no excitement for this team this season because this is just hovering over everything.
No, and it's every game they will be asked, as long as he's on this team in one way, shape, or form, about Ben Simmons.
Are you going to integrate him back in? Is he still welcome? What would you do? Like, this is the whole story.
Seth Curry today, he said, you know, he just dismissed all the questions. He says, we're doing fine. And it'll be fine because we're okay. And then I said, well, if you don't know who you're playing with, how's it going to be fine? You know what he said? I know who I'm playing with.
Not Ben.
Think that's what he meant.
They know he's not going to play. Yeah, they get it.
It's beyond a joke
now. Well, then I'm seeing the reports from Woj. The Sixers are still waiting. No rush. They're going to wait out for a star return.
You know what? Woj is a mouthpiece.
But it's coming from somewhere.
Okay.
Maury? Well, it's coming from Maury? They're going to wait for a star player? Like, what is he? What does he think is going to happen?
Let me see. Woj has a connection with Josh Harris.
Yeah.
Who obviously talks to Daryl Morey. Mark Stein has a connection with the agent because it was a cell phone in his pocket yesterday. And then the agent told him it was his practice jersey wrapped up in his pocket.
Why would someone have a practice jersey
in
their
Mark
pocket?
Stein deleted the tweet that it was a cell phone.
Oh.
So he's a fraud. He's not working for ESPN anymore.
No, he's got his own newsletter now.
Okay, great. Knock yourself out.
You signed up for it.
Okay. And then who's the other? Shams. I still trust Shams, but obviously he's got a connection. So they don't go too far to the negative,
right?
Because they still want the information.
They kind of hold that line.
But Woj is always a mouthpiece for the organization. That's why he gets so much information, and God bless him. I mean,
that's what he does. He's an information broker. Yeah,
yeah, right. Okay. So you're never going to be critical of the teams in any real way because you're getting information. So it's just, but they're waiting for him. Oh, what do you mean you're waiting for him? They can't say we're going to dump him, but they've got to. If he has to stay up 24 hours a day. And I know Daryl Morey does a lot of social media. So if it takes away from his social media, he's going to have to take himself away from social media.
Priorities.
Yeah. And it's nonsense that he puts on social media, too. Another guy. But this organization is a joke. It really is.
Well, it's a circus right now. I mean, they're the laughingstock of the league.
Yeah, but it is a joke. And I was on board with, at that time, it was Doc Rivers. Now it's Glenn Rivers. I was on board with Glenn Rivers. I was on board with Daryl Morey because they were names.
Yeah.
They were an upgrade, I thought, from what they had. But really, were they an upgrade? Is there anything different about this team with Glenn Rivers or Daryl Morey?
No, it's a new circus.
No.
It's the same thing. There's still clowns. It's the same thing. It's not.
So,
I just can't believe that we're still doing this. He's not going to play here, and his value is not going up. I think Morey just wants to be the smartest guy in the room sometimes. Just make a trade.
It's a joke. It's a joke. I'm so tired of this nonsense. Ben Simmons is such a bad guy. He's a bad guy because he's so about himself. He's a bad guy as an athlete. You know, I don't know how he is with his friends, whatever friends he may have.
Well, he's a selfish athlete. It's pretty clear.
Right. So he's not good for a team. He never has been. You know, mommy and daddy coddle him.
Well, then
he only cares about money.
The Sixers coddled him years.
The Ben Abler, Glenn Rivers.
How about last year? I mean, he basically talked down to everyone in Philadelphia. Like, we don't know what we're talking about. You don't really need to shoot.
All right,
Glenn. Well, we watch what happens.
I don't even know. You know. Are there still people out there? This is my question, and I can't believe there are. Are there still people out there that say, "Yeah, we still want Ben Simmons"? Are there still those people?
There can't be.
I'm telling you, there's some nitwits out there.
Yeah, we know there are a lot of nitwits.
Morons and dopes.
But you got to be a real dope to want Ben Simmons on
this basketball team. I'm telling you, I'll bet you there's somebody out there.
Well, maybe we'll hear from our 215-592-9494. Sean is up on WIP. Hey, Sean.
Hey, my guys. All right, well, first off, can you hear me clearly?
Yes, we got you, Sean. What are you thinking?
Oh, man, a lot, really. I mean, well, this Ben Simmons thing, for one, I mean, here's the thing. I've known this from the moment he got drafted, like, and he was competing with Donovan Mitchell for Rookie of the Year. Like,
that was a joke.
Like, really and truly, like, this dude is not good. He has an ego. We've always known that. Even before Kendall Jenner, if you're just talking about his personality, here's the thing, right? And this is why I can't blame Daryl Morey, right? And you guys got to agree with this, right? They just took over last year. I think the thought process was under a new regime and, you know, ownership, we're going to give Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons a year to play together. I think that was the plan under Doc Rivers, the new head coach.
I think it was too. But we got to this summer, Sean, right after the playoffs happened. They could have traded him this summer. Like that's what bothers me more than anything. Like, they could have, this should have been done by now.
Facts. But here's the thing. Daryl Morey, he's smart. And
he is?
Here's the thing. If I were to believe in anybody, it'd be him.
Why?
Get the right aspect.
I want an answer. Why?
Just with the Russell Westbrook, the Chris Paul, you know what the thing
what
is?
What did he do? They never won.
That's true, but he's not afraid to take risks. Like,
oh,
a lot
he isn't,
of guys
huh?
In management, they'll go with the status quo before they even decide to make a move, right? So that's one thing that I can appreciate. But the thing about Ben Simmons, and I said this again, and I want you to elaborate on this, please, because D'Angelo Russell, if it comes down to it, Daryl Morey, he's holding him because at the end of the day, we have a three-time All-Star. Everybody in Philly should know. He's not an All-Star. He's not an All-Star. Wait. Everybody in Philly should know he's a regular season stat machine where he can get those stats without really even trying.
Yeah, I mean, we get what he is, but I don't care. Here's the bottom line. And Sean, we appreciate the call. It doesn't matter he's an All-Star.
He's not a three-time All-Star. He was on the All-Star team three times. But LeBron, when they were choosing up sides, got him into the game because his company represents Ben Simmons. Let's be accurate about this.
And let's
this.
Also be real. The league has spoken. If the league thought he was a great player, don't you think that the Sixers would have a great offer? Yeah. When great players are on the market, teams trade. Like, remember when Anthony Davis was on the market? The Lakers. And everyone was falling over themselves to trade for him. Yep. Who's falling over themselves for Ben Simmons? Nobody. Right, like, there's a trade to be made, I'm sure, but like, I just think Morey can't handle that he's not going to get much back. I think it's like that's why this is not happening. He's got to deal with it.
It only becomes better once you get rid of him. For whatever you get rid of him for,
and I think Morey can't handle. He's not going to win the deal. That's what I think this is about, and that's not good being a good GM.
Daryl Morey, I don't even know what the trade was.
Brandon's in Center City. What's up, Brandon?
I'm sorry.
Hey guys. All right. So you started off the show talking about, you know, he could have traded him for Harden last year. They should have made that deal.
I still
find it really hard to believe that Houston was ever acting in good faith in any of those negotiations. The fact that they took the package they did from Brooklyn shows me that they were never interested in trading Harden and giving Morey that satisfaction.
So, Brandon, before you go on, I've heard this a lot. So do you think Daryl Morey's stupid?
Of course not. I think he's,
well, wait,
think
but
he's
then wait a second. So, but then you think he got played? Because the whole thing was two teams. It was the Sixers and the Nets, and it went on for a week. So if you don't think they ever were seriously going to give the Sixers Harden, then he got played.
Whether he got played or whether he was engaging in the negotiations, thinking that maybe Houston would execute the deal, and, you know, in the back of his mind thinking, you know, who knows what's going to happen. I don't know the answer to that. Maybe he did get played. That doesn't mean that he's not a smart person because he was fooled by, you know, one person, Houston. My next thing with Morey.
Well, we're not saying whether he's intelligent or not. We're saying, is he doing a good job?
Yeah, and also, Brandon, there was Mark Stein, who we brought up earlier, one of the insiders we mentioned. He had a report in May that the Sixers wouldn't include Maxey in the trade discussions. I don't think he offered everything he could. That's the way I viewed it. Like, he made an offer, but they took the Nets offer because they liked that offer better.
And fair enough, and we'll never know the true answer to that question unless Morey comes out and says it. So that's fair. However, Howard, I get, you know, Maury hasn't won, although Howie Roseman's won a championship, and everybody in this town would have you believe he's a horrible GM. So winning a championship isn't my number one criteria for a general manager. I think it's very clear that Maury knows what he's doing. Has he handled this situation perfectly? It remains to be seen. I think it's impossible to expect anybody to handle this situation perfectly when Ben Simmons is acting like a petulant 12-year-old child not getting what he wants, and you have no idea.
I think it's unfair for you to compare. Well, it's not unfair. It's apples and oranges when you compare a football guy, because it takes a lot more. And I'm not saying that was Howie Roseman that won him a championship. But in basketball, all you need is one. It's just like one trade, one player.
Maury made that trade. Maury got them in the position to win championships. It just so happened.
But they didn't.
In the same conference as one of them.
But they didn't. They didn't.
You know what I'm saying?
They didn't.
He gave them a chance. They were a true contender.
Brennan, he's had a good career, obviously. Obviously, it's a nice career, right? He's won a lot of games. The bottom line is right now in Philadelphia, he's got to do a better job. I mean, he's got his second most important player, or second best player, whatever you want to call him, third best, he's ruining the season. Like, this is a mess. I just don't understand where the Sixers go from here, Howard. That's what I want to know. What next? Because they can't think this is going to get better. It's going to get worse.
There's just no way. They're in Never Never Land right now. Never Never Land with Simmons. Mm-hmm. Never Never Land with the team. You know what I would have offered, and I don't know what would have happened with James Harden. Three number one picks and Simmons.
And they wanted Maxey. And they could have Maxey.
Okay, then make it two number one picks. So whatever it is, because those number one picks, if you had Harden, weren't going to be that good anyway.
Right.
And if you're a good organization, you're going to find players. You're going to find some guys that don't get drafted. There's only two rounds in the draft. You're going to find a pick in the second round. You're going to find somebody if you're good at evaluating people. But I guess he's probably more into computers anyway. But it's just and with Houston, what did he do? We got Westbrook. Westbrook's been traded, twice since or once since?
I mean, his claim to fame is getting Harden, right?
He's actually been traded twice since. So it's not, he went to Washington and then he's been traded again.
I mean, Daryl Morey's career is based on James Harden becoming a star when he got to Houston. That's his career.
And he got him because Oklahoma City had no other options because teams were capped out. So they were the only team that didn't, and then my son says, well, he got him in that position. And no, it stopped. It just...
And listen, I don't think anyone's saying Daryl Morey's bad, but he's not handled this well. I mean, that's the bottom line.
Nope.
This should have been done in the summer. When the players in the NBA, and we've talked about Howard, they run the league. When a player doesn't want to be somewhere, it usually doesn't turn around.
Nope.
It goes the opposite way, and now we have a player with sweatpants and a phone and not running drills in practice. This is a joke. 215-592-9494.
I have one question today, one question in practice, and I didn't ask it. I knew I wouldn't get an answer, obviously. But did Simmons have his cell phone with him during practice? If it went longer, I might have. It was a little lighter conversation, but it wasn't a light news conference. And the reason I ask is because if he got thrown out of practice, he would have probably called mommy. And see, mommy.
I thought he might be looking at the likes on his Instagram post. Maybe a like from Howard Eskin there? Do you ever like his posts?
No. Never. It's garbage.
215-592-9494. We'll come back. Your phone calls, Ben Simmons, the Sixers. This is a mess. We'll discuss it. Both Howard and I are frustrated with Daryl Morey. We're all frustrated with Ben, but Morey's culpable in all this. We'll talk some Sixers and some Eagles here, right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Clearly, Ben Simmons continues to try to push Philadelphia to find a trade for him. And right now, the Sixers, listen, they're what they've been after all along in this process was a star player back that they could plug in next to Joel Embiid, Tobias Harris. They have not found that deal yet. And the Sixers are willing to go the distance here on this. And the one thing that they insist they're not going to do is trade Ben Simmons for role players.
The voice of Adrian Wojnarowski, ESPN. The Sixers continue to insist they want a star player back. Welcome back.
A paid shill, by the way, just to identify Woj, a paid shill for NBA teams, and in this case, the 76ers.
Welcome back. We're riding with the King. Joe Giglio, Howard Eskin, is always brought to you by Xfinity Philadelphia's fast internet and the sponsor of our Xfinity X1 Lounge. We'll get back to the phone calls in a second. I just want to read this to you, Howard, and everybody.
Okay, and I have a question for
you. Shams has an article out, as everyone is now throwing out their Ben Simmons takes. Ben Simmons and the Sixers at odds again. What's been going on at practices, and what's next for both sides? How about this little snippet, Howard? People present at the scene, sounds like a crime scene, says Simmons has simply come and gone inside the 76ers Camden, New Jersey facility. He enters the facility and ignores most staffers. For instance, when the 76ers security official greeted Simmons on Saturday, the three-time All-Star just walked right past him. When others greet him, Simmons typically has given no response. He's not even saying hi to the security person at the door. What are we doing here?
He's dismissive to everybody. Joe, I stand on what I've been saying. He's in love with himself. And that's all he cares about. He cares about himself. And it's a joke. And here's my question to you. Do you really believe, Woj, that the 76ers can wait for a deal of, what did he say, a value?
No,
it's ridiculous.
Well, first of all, that value is likely not coming. So, like, you can wait all how you can wait all day for me to give you $1 million. If I don't have $1 million to give you, you keep waiting. Like, who's trading for this guy and giving a star back? It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't. Like, what does Daryl Morey think's going to happen tomorrow? Dame Lillard's going to wake up and say, "I want out of Portland, and I only want to go to Philadelphia." It's over, Daryl. Move on and build a team.
Here, I got another question. Because you think about the players that have come here. Decent players, not great players. Have they signed, other than Tobias Harris, and he's not a great player.
No,
he's a good player.
Good player, yeah.
Yeah, good player. Have they signed anybody? Why don't players want to come here? Do you ever think about that? Is it the city, which they may feel is too tough? Is it Joel Embiid, who has to be the star? But he's not the problem. Ben Simmons is the problem,
right.
So let me not.
But it's true. And Howard, it's part of why they started the process, because they felt like they needed to get star players, and it's easier to draft them, right, to develop them yourself than to sign them. Like, LeBron was never coming here, right? Like, they're not getting LeBron's of the world or Kawhi's of the world. They need to draft him. And they drafted Joel. They thought they drafted one in Ben. That didn't work out. And they thought they drafted one in Fultz, and that went upside down, too. Let's go to Ronnie, East Oakland. What's up, Ronnie?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey.
Ronnie, what's up?
Hey, I'm going to just say this. I had talked to you last week about, you know, why won't they just trade Ben Simmons for Malcolm Brogdon at Cares of Work?
Yep, well, I would do that.
That trade is over because, I don't know if you know, 3 days ago, the Pacers signed Malcolm Brogdon to a 2-year deal, so Malcolm Brogdon won't be able to get traded this upcoming year. So that trade is, unless you only want Caris LeVert, Malcolm Brogdon is out of the picture now. So that deal is over. It's just like Daryl, what are you doing? Like you like the trade that you trying to decline. Like, oh, we don't want that. Well, you probably can't even get that anymore. Because, like, you just clearly read this the wrong way. Letting this linger on. Listen, I wanted Ben Simmons 4 years ago. So I don't even – nothing's changed about Ben Simmons. Daryl Morey, you let this go on for so long. He clearly let everybody know that he doesn't want to be here. Like, why you continue to let this linger on? He's becoming the cancer. There's new information coming out. He's not speaking to security. He's not speaking to the staff. Like he's practicing with a cell phone. Like what more that needs to happen for you to realize that he cannot be in this city?
I don't, Ronnie. I don't know. I mean, the Sixers should be embarrassed, Ronnie. We appreciate. I mean, Morey should be embarrassed. Doc Rivers should be embarrassed. They're the laughing stock of the league. How are we have all the TVs on in here? Like, it's the biggest story in the league right now. He's embarrassing them, and we can all see it in front of our eyes.
And Daryl Morey just ignores it.
Yeah.
What does he think? Does he think he's smarter? He's the smartest guy in the room, regardless of whatever room he's in.
Well, I think that's part of it. He wants to win the trade. Guess what? Sometimes you got to cut your losses.
He can't win the trade. Yeah, well, he can just by getting rid of him.
Yeah, but he wants a star back. He thinks this guy's going to get. I know. I mean, it was a nice idea 6 months ago. It was a nice idea last year when he tried to trade for Harden. I mean, you and I were both with him. Make the trade. But that time has come and passed, and now Simmons is ruining it. You can't just let this guy hold the franchise hostage. It's ridiculous.
You know, I remember the opening news conference for camp.
This year.
Yeah, when Glenn Rivers told me, I'm in charge here.
Yeah.
And Morey was there, and it was after the news conference, a little bit afterwards, and I said to Daryl Morey, I says, hope you understand, I just asked the questions that need to be asked. And he shook his head. And I said, I'll tell you one more thing. There is no way that Ben Simmons will ever be accepted again in this town.
No chance.
You've got to get rid of him.
Did he respond to you?
Yeah, he laughed. That was his response. He laughed.
He thinks he's I think GMs.
I don't know what that means, yeah. But he laughed.
Well, I think GMs need to think above the fans, right? They need to think bigger picture than that. I get that. But, like, sometimes you got to wake up and read the room. He's not reading the room. Jim's in Westchester. Actually, Greg is up on WA. What's up, Greg?
Hey, how are you guys doing? Hi, Howard. You never had a bad day in your life.
That's right. Unlike the 76ers.
Well, that's what I'm going to talk to you about. Since I've been listening for 5 years, you've had a hard-on for the Sixers, and you're always busting on them. And this time, they're not wrong. What do they got to lose? Let the baby sit there for 4 years. I don't care. And not make no money. And if we're not going to get a star player, I would sooner have no player and have him sit there and get nothing.
Right? How does that help the Sixers?
Yeah, right.
How
does it help the Sixers?
Because at some point, some GM, this is going on in too many leagues, needs to stand up to these babies and say, no, we're not going to give you what you want.
But how does that help that you didn't answer the question?
How does it help the Sixers win games?
Well, first of all, they're not going to win games if they get some mediocre player for Simmons. So,
well, mediocre is better than nothing. They're getting nothing out of this guy right now.
But do you know what's going to happen in 6 months? Do you have a crystal ball? Things have a way of changing.
What's going to change? But, Greg, what's going to change? He's going to become a better player. He's going to show up. He's going to smile. Now, like, what's going to change?
maybe a player on another team becomes disgrentled.
Wait a second, Greg. Is this Daryl Morey? Greg,
absolutely.
Are you Daryl Morey in disguise? You sound like Daryl Morey. Nobody's trading a special player here for Ben Simmons.
I would take Daryl's $12 million a year, but
yeah, I would too.
Well, yeah, because he's a con man.
I love you. I'm just in this one. You have been going after the Sixers for a long time.
Well, what have they done in the last 5 years? Can you tell me?
Not too much of anything.
Okay. How did the process work? How did everything work? Nothing worked out for him.
No, I'll give you that. But how about Joel Embiid? Do you think he's handling this well?
So far, it looks like he is. He's not been afraid to criticize. Yeah. That's because he doesn't like babysitting. He probably did it when he was a kid.
Hey, one last question, and I'll hang up and answer. Would you guys just one time like to see a team not give in to these crybabies?
Yes. Greg, I would. And I understand your point.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, and Greg, appreciate it. Howard, I would. I mean, it is ridiculous.
But the NBA, you're beyond that in the NBA.
Yes, you can't.
It doesn't matter. You've got to get rid of a cancer. Don't you try to cure cancer? Isn't that the kind of the logical thing?
Yeah, you don't just grit your teeth and say, I'll deal with it.
Yeah,
you try to fight it.
Yeah, and you try to get rid of it. And he is a cancer. And it's never going to get better because now it's obvious he just doesn't want to be here. And he and Joel Embiid, who, by the way, didn't really get along at first. Joel didn't like the fact, I was told, that Brett Brown, I had to remember who the coach was, that Brett Brown gave Simmons everything he wanted because he was friends with his parents. And he did. And he started the problem. But now it's not his problem anymore. It's the problem of these people here, and they've got to deal with it. And Joel didn't like that. So then they got better with each other. But now it's unfixable.
Yeah.
It's unfixable.
And they're wasting time, too.
And Joel is never going to like Ben Simmons. And Ben Simmons is never going to like Joel.
Yeah, it's a bad marriage. Everyone needs to go their own way. All right, Howard, let's hear from Adam Silver. Adam Silver today, this earlier on ESPN, I believe, talking about the Ben Simmons situation. What's the commissioner of the NBA's take on all this?
It's not clear to me, at least from my perspective, what provision would have avoided this. I mean, again, if a player is determined not to want to play in a particular market and is willing to accept the consequences, meaning he doesn't get paid and he gets fined on top of that, as we saw, he then showed up in training camp. And I'm just responding to reports I saw today. But then he clearly didn't want to be there and wasn't willing to listen to his coach. So here we're back at it again. So there isn't always, I would say, a simple solution. It's not as if we're sitting around the league office and saying, if we only had this provision in the CBA, that would avoid a player holdout. This is unfortunately been part of the league since the beginning of time.
You know what that is, Howard? They have
cop out.
They have let the players get so much power in the league. It's over.
Adam Silver is one of the worst commissioners in the history of the NBA because the NBA has become a players' league. Too much.
To a ridiculous extent.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
It's tilted so far in the wrong direction, and he's part of the problem. And I don't care about provisions. I don't care about any of that stuff. But there's going to be a point. If Ben Simmons comes and goes through the motions, and you can't judge, well, if he doesn't participate in a drill, then obviously he's violated a team rule.
Right.
But if he does participate, but does it in a half-assed fashion.
Like Harden last year with the Rockets.
Right. And he does it that way. There's nothing you can do, and you're not going to be able to take away a paycheck. You're not going to be able to fine him. You're going to say, you know what, I'm playing as hard as I can. And you can't judge him on his play, just did he participate.
Yep.
So, you know, Adam Silver really – he didn't encourage Ben Simmons to be that way, but he didn't discourage Ben Simmons to be that way.
He basically said, what are we supposed to do? He kind of shrugged. That was basically, I'm shrugging my shoulders.
They're not going to be able to fine him every game and suspend him every game.
If he shows up, they have to pay him.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
And judging by the last 2 days, he was willing to show up and not do what he was told to do. Let's talk to Will in Brookhaven. What's up, Will?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey. Will, what are you thinking?
Howard?
Hey, how are you?
All right. The C.J. McCollum thing, I would try to do that. I mean, because C.J. McCollum is a good player still. I mean, he's not a star player. And I guess if we can get the two draft picks and Covington also.
I don't want Covington back, but that's here and there.
I don't
that's
either,
a
but
minor
I mean, we
it.
Just got to get this guy out of here. Because I mean, it's like, in the situation, if like say if we do the trade with Portland, if he goes to Portland, like he's going to be in the same. I'm not going to say the same situation, but you think Dame Lillard going to take somebody like that?
No.
With his attitude, like Dame Lillard is going to want to win.
And Dame Lillard's going to have the ball a lot. And Ben Simmons is not. What? I'm still trying to figure out what position that he plays.
He wants to play point guard and not shoot. That's what he wants to do.
I think
but that doesn't work.
I know that. Everyone knows that but him.
But with the situation, like if he, say if he went to Portland, I think him and Dame Lillard going, their heads going to clash and then Dame going to want to, you know. Like
he's not going to Portland. I don't think he's going to Portland.
But where would he go, Howard? Like, where else could he go?
You know, I hope he goes to Australia. Go home so mommy and daddy can coddle you and make sure everything's okay and give him his warm milk and his cookies and, you know, just as long as he gets his money, that's all he cares about.
It's unbelievable. Will, we appreciate the phone call. Yeah, Howard, I'm past the point now of even thinking about where the good fit is. It doesn't matter. Like, I'm sure a team would take him. Minnesota's been – that name's come up a bunch. Sacramento. Bad teams. Bad teams would hope to get a player like this, and maybe he'll become a great player. He's not, but maybe. That's what they'll do. So, you know what? It doesn't matter. Like, I'm past the point of caring where he goes or what they get back. This has to end. This is going to torpedo the season. I mean, let's just be real about it. This could torpedo the season. Every day with this – And you said it was a Curry that he said, you know, you asked him, who's good, don't you need to know who you're going to play with? Like, he says he knows. But
I know who I'm going to play with. Yeah, that's what he said. Here's what's got to happen. And I don't like to tell people not to support a business. But the only way that this will hit home, because Josh Harris obviously is all about money.
That's why he gets along with Ben.
Yeah, right. Well,
it's the eye to eye.
He's all, and he was part of the problem a couple of years ago in a not trade because the ownership, he's a generational player. You can't trade Ben Simmons because they were conned. But if it hurts them financially, and I don't know that this can happen, the Sixers fans got to get so angry and so upset that they don't buy tickets anymore, that they don't come to games. And they go back to 14 or 15,000 people at a game. I don't know if that can happen. Well, with the prices they're charging and selling and the ticket fees they get from the tickets on Ticketmaster, people have to stop. And it would be maybe painful for you because you're having entertainment for a little while. But that's the only thing that's going to hit home for Josh Harris because he cares about nothing. He wants to win, but he wants to win making a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
So money, what's first with Josh Harris? Making a lot of money or winning a championship?
Money.
Making money. So that's what I think has got to happen, and people have to show their displeasure with this franchise and say, you know what? I'm not going to the games. And that's the only way I think Daryl Morey will move off his rear end, grow a pair, and do something when the owner says, hey, listen, the fans are bailing out on us. We can't let that happen. We're going to lose money. That's why they fired 17 people, and that was peanuts. Can you imagine if they lost 3,000 people, 4,000 people a game?
Yeah, there'd be changes then.
Yes.
Yeah, that would hit them. What to watch for here, sponsored by Xfinity. Xfinity, the fast internet in Philadelphia, and the sponsor of our Xfinity X1 Labs. We're watching to see what happens next with Ben Simmons here. We're also watching, Howard. I guess Sunday is our first game watching the Eagles without Zach Ertz in a very long time. We haven't talked since then, since the trade last Friday after the game. What'd you think of what they did? Look, I thought all things considered, that's a fine deal.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, to get what they
got. I mean,
got.
To get a fifth-round pick, and it's really kind of like a close to sixth-round pick with the way Arizona.
Yeah.
I was okay with it. Zach Ertz wasn't going to be here next year. You want to get something. The Eagles won't admit. The season's not over. But I don't think trading Zach Ertz is going to change a win or a loss here. So I thought it was a good thing. It was emotional for people. It was emotional for Zach Ertz. But he knew he wasn't going to be back next year. And he was emotional at the end of last year, not thinking he was even going to be here this year. So, yeah, I thought it was fine. I've corresponded with Zach, and it's a good opportunity. It's a good opportunity for him.
Back to the playoffs. They're 6-0.
I just hope if Arizona loses the game, they don't blame Zach Ertz. because all of a sudden he came in and now we lost the game.
He messed up the chemistry out there.
I don't think he can mess up the chemistry.
No, they're a good team.
They are a good team. And he'll play with a quarterback that you know is already good, and we still don't know about Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, Kyler is a dynamic quarterback. I like Kyler Murray a lot.
So I think it's good for everybody. And it's the way sports is. You can't keep guys forever. He will come back and sign a one-day contract and retire with the Eagles someday, and that's everything will be hunky-dory. And he said he's going to live here, and so it's all good for everybody.
I think it worked out. I give the Eagles credit for what they did. I know they needed someone to play tight end Thursday because Goddard was out on the COVID list. Howard, that's pretty rare. I mean, it seemed like from everyone said is they pretty much had that deal done before the game Thursday.
Well, they told Zach on Tuesday.
Well, he was crying coming off the field, and they let him play. I mean, usually when there's any sport, a deal is close. They pull the guy out. They don't want him to get hurt.
Yeah.
Eagles let him play. I mean, part of that might have been they needed someone to play tight end Thursday.
Yes.
They were
you know
short.
And also, you normally don't give respect to a player.
Yeah, he earned it.
But maybe at that point when they told him, he said, just let me play the last game.
Yeah.
And it's good he scored a touchdown in his last game. So, yeah, it's okay. It's okay.
Let's talk to Frank in Sharon Hill. What's up, Frank?
Yeah, hello?
Frank, what's up, buddy?
What's going on? So I'm just listening to you guys, and I love listening to Howard and everything. But I think you're totally wrong on this one.
I know. I'm way out of line here.
I think you are a little bit. You're hard on Daryl Morey. He just got here a year ago. The problem is Ben Simmons. Let's not lose the focus.
Okay. No. I haven't lost the focus. Let me break the news to you. We know Ben Simmons is a bad teammate. Bad player to have on a team, vastly overrated for years, and I've tried to tell people that, but people didn't listen. Now, if you don't believe me, you can kiss my rear end. But the reality, and I'm not telling you, but other people, the reality is we're past knowing Ben Simmons is the problem. You've got to have surgery. And when you get surgery, you try to fix the problem. So that's what Daryl Morey's got to do. Daryl Morey, you know what? You may be right. I forgot about the trade last year. He did get George Hill instead of Kyle Lowry. That really did give him a better opportunity to go further in the playoffs. I apologize.
Are you sure? Because, Howard, my eyes told me George Hill was invisible in the playoffs.
No, George Hill was a stone-cold stiff because if you got Kyle Lowry, he gave up two first-round picks. You would have been a better team. Those picks wouldn't have been a big deal.
They would have beat Atlanta.
You could have probably separated this year's pick and had one 2 years from now.
Yeah.
You could have done all that. And I still go back to Dallas Green, for people that may or may not remember, who was a manager of the Phillies. But what he really was he was with Paul Owens as the quasi. He and Paul Owens were the general managers. And he always told me when they made the trades in 80, and it's maybe before your time, I said, you traded a lot of players. He said, if you're good and close enough, you've got to seize the moment. And if we're good enough, we'll be able to get more players and develop them. Daryl Morey did not seize the moment. That's as close because of what was going on with the Nets. You didn't expect the Milwaukee to step up at the end. Toronto wasn't the same team. That was the moment that you had to seize. And Daryl Morey did not do it, and for that, he is a failure.
So, Frank, you think we're giving Ben a pass here?
I think you are. And let's think about it this way, right? Daryl Morey took over the team a year ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think it was an evaluation process. Now we're at this point where Ben Simmons feels some type of way towards the organization, who invested $170 million into him, right? For this whole time. We have to let it play out. You cannot give Ben Simmons away for nothing. You just can't.
But Frank, at some point, at some point, you have to take what you can get. Like, Frank, is his value going up or down by the minute? Because I think it's going down.
I think it's stagnant. I don't think it's going up or down. But I'm just saying, as a Sixers fan who's been through the process and been through this hurt for years, I'm not willing to give Ben Simmons up for nothing.
Nothing.
Like, we have to
He's worth nothing.
But you have to have an end game. If you're not getting something good for him 5 months from now, you just do it today. Like, you got to realize what you have. This guy's not worth as much as we thought. Like, that's I think that's what we have to get. We have to get through our heads, and Darryl has to get through his. He's not that valuable.
No, and that's the whole problem. Here in the immortal words of Kenny Rogers.
Thank you, Frank.
You got to know when to hold them. Know when to fold them. And you got to fold them.
See, that's the problem. Darryl doesn't know when to fold them. He's still holding.
He probably wasn't a Kenny Rogers fan.
I think that's the real problem. Yeah, I think we've discovered the real issue here. Darryl Morey, not a Kenny Rogers fan.
You got to know when it's over. And it's over.
Yeah, this should have been over in the summer. Instead, we're sitting here on the season starts tomorrow. They play tomorrow night, and they're a circus. Howard, we'll talk again on Thursday.
I can't wait.
Maybe we'll talk about an Eagles team that desperately needs a win on Sunday.
Well, there'll be some more drama.
Yes.
Because I don't think there'll be a practice, but the questions, I wonder if the Sixers will have an availability. I think just because of the situation, they will not be available on Thursday because they won't have practice.
My guess is we'll have to wait. I would say there's zero chance he plays Friday. Zero.
I would say zero is a good number.
0.0 chance.
Yeah, zero is a good number.
All right, Howard.
Know when to hold him. Know when to fold him.
Howard, Kenny Rogers. We'll see you again on Thursday. Thank you, Howard.
All right.
We've been riding with the King, as always, brought to you by Xfinity Philadelphia's fastest internet and the sponsor of our Xfinity X1 Lounge. Lots to talk about on Sports Radio 94 WIP. And first, let me tell you about everyone and my friends over at FanDuel. Basketball season, which we've been talking about, is back, and there's no better place to bet on the NBA than FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. To celebrate NBA tip-off, FanDuel Sportsbook is giving new customers enhanced odds. That's right. Get 75-1 odds on any team to win on October 19th or 20th. Let's go with tonight. I like Milwaukee tonight at home, getting their rings against the Nets. If you've been thinking about joining FanDuel, now is the perfect time to give it a shot. Look, FanDuel's the best. Easy to use, easy to register, easy to deposit. The odds boost is special there tonight. They're there every single day. And it's a big super boost each weekend. And FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP. See for yourself why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up using promo code Jillio to get 75-1 odds on any team to win on October 19th or 20th. That's promo code GIGLIO. Make every moment more this NBA season.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.